There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you'd like right here, toll-free, at 855-450-FREE. For those of you just tuning in, just shocking news today for people who've been following the Silk Road case, with two agents of the federal government being arrested for corruption, alleged corruption. Although, you know, the allegations seem pretty believable. They've got evidence of, or they say in their indictment here, they've got evidence of this DEA agent, Carl Force, who, his name, this DEA agent who was essentially blackmailing Dread Pirate Roberts and at the same time feeding him information using different user accounts. Very few of them were approved or authorized by the DEA. But this was the main person who was operating undercover on the DEA, or excuse me, on the Silk Road Underground Drug Market website. The main person undercover on the site was in himself engaged in corrupt activities, which of course should result in my opinion, this trial of Ross Ulbricht being thrown on its butt and a retrial happening.
And I don't think that's very likely, and here's why. Because normally you can overturn a conviction for prosecutorial misconduct, and my first hope was that the prosecutor had never told the defense about this stuff happening, but the prosecutor actually, although obviously they could have done it sooner, they did actually inform the defense, and it was the judge who made the egregious decision to prevent this information from being used at trial.
That's correct.
So it makes it much more difficult to get a mistrial than it would have been if the prosecutor had hidden it. But you can still go and say, look, the judge decided and his decision was wrong.
And we'll let you know as this, you know, case continues to develop. And, you know, really another question you have to ask yourself here when you've found out that, you know, all these just amazing allegations of corruption on both the parts of a DEA and Secret Service agent, both of whom were involved in the investigation and subsequent arrest of agents of not agents, but people involved in administrating the Silk Road, that you have to ask yourself, is this the tip of the iceberg? Mm. How many other agents involved in this particular prosecution are corrupt in some way, shape, or form that we'll never learn about because they were cautious enough to cover their tracks, that, you know, or that they're just high level enough to where they themselves won't be investigated for corruption.
Did the two agents that have already been arrested work together? Can you tell from what you've read yet?
They were both involved in the Baltimore task force, from what I understand, and so they may have worked together. I have not read the 95-page indictment in this case, but given that they were on the same task force, there's a good chance that they did know one another.
Well, of course, yeah, I guess that's two questions. One would be, did they work together in cooperating on the investigation, but also did they cooperate in their various schemes outside the investigation in their crimes?
Not clear, but yeah, I can confirm they did both. I just double-checked here in the Wired article. They did both work on the task force. The agent who merely stole bitcoins, that was the Secret Service agent. He wasn't the one. It was the DEA guy who was doing a lot of the extortion and selling of information, blackmail. The Secret Service guy just stole some bitcoins from the Silk Road. He, according to the Wired article, was involved in the arrest of a Silk Road employee in Utah and used the information that he got from that arrest, which was the administrative access to the Silk Road, to steal some bitcoins. So lots of bitcoins, like $800,000 worth of them, is what he stole. So it's not real clear as to what other levels of investigative access he would have had prior to that, or if he was in any way teamed up directly with Agent Force. But maybe we'll learn more about that over time. Or maybe you have taken the time to read through the 95-page complaint in this matter, and you would like to enlighten us further, because obviously we've only read this relatively lengthy but boiled-down version from Andy Greenberg over at Wired.com. So the toll-free number here, if you want to contribute, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I also received last week, it came in just before we left for Austin, Texas, I got an envelope in the mail from a federal prisoner in Marion, Illinois. Now, we're actually on in Marion, Illinois.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Affiliate WGGH, Monster Radio 1150, and we are heard at the federal prison that is in the area. We've actually had a caller from that federal prison in the past, and a few times. He's called in a few times, but it's actually a different prisoner who wrote to the show with a very long, one of them I actually am considering reading on the air just because it is so well done, but a long treatise on just how corrupt the federal court system is, that it's so corrupt and so unfair that people don't even really realize the extent to which it is corrupt.
You can't get a fair trial in this country. I'm sorry to say, it is that corrupt.
Yeah, so I'm going to go over this maybe during one of our breaks and, see if it's something that we could fit on the air, whether we do it tonight or another night. But I think it ties into this, and the reason he was writing was because he wanted to share his opinion about what was going to happen with the Silk Road case based on his experience of being caught up in this court ridiculous and unfair court system himself. So that may be coming up here on Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number again is 855-450-FREE. But, guys, any other thoughts, questions on the Silk Road undercover agent bust, now the cops being taken down?
Well, it looks like I'm reading some of this stuff from Mark Karpeles, the claims that Carl Mark Force Four,
the DEA guy,
threatened him. It looks, either he fabricated these screenshots of his, or this guy really did, go after him because he refused to basically make a payoff. Like the final one here says, told you should have partnered with me.
That was after his site got raided, right?
Yeah.
His Dwolla account got raided.
The Dwolla account got seized. The U.S. Dwolla account got seized.
Wasn't there a little winky face, a little smiley face after that?
It was actually, that was the subject line was the smiley face.
Yep.
Well, enjoy jail, Carl.
Wow.
I'm not a big fan of throwing people in jail, but, if you're going to be a corrupt government official, those are some of the first.
Well, I got to say, I would like to be at the jail so I could witness the initiation of force.
So dial in toll free to join the show here. Also, you can reach us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And again, as we learn more about this, we will inform you. Last night, we talked a lot. Actually, pretty much the entire show was about this new law in Indiana, this supposed Religious Liberty Defense Act, Religious Liberty Restoration Act, I think is what it's called. And I had teased last night that we had the Cato opinion about this, because we did read Darrell W. Perry's interpretation, where he actually took the time to read the law itself, and Darrell's conclusion was that it's inconclusive what this law actually does, because it seems to sort of talk out of both sides of its mouth. On one hand, making it sound like people can discriminate based on their religious beliefs, but on the other hand, saying that the government, if it has a compelling interest, can override that discrimination.
Yeah, well, first off, okay, a lot of the media coverage of this law has been very dishonest, and one of the important things to know about it is it doesn't use the word gay or homosexual. Mm-hmm. It doesn't use the word discrimination. What it says is that it will be a defense in civil cases if the defendant in the civil case is acting out of his religious beliefs, and that this will and that this defense will be effective unless the government has a compelling interest in and avoiding the behavior described. So if you're if you somehow are in a wrongful death civil suit for human sacrifice, I think the courts will find that the state has a compelling interest in preventing human sacrifice.
I think you'll also see that happen in the case of the cannabis church that has risen up as a result of this. Let's talk about that coming up here in moments. 855-453 is the toll-free number. In fact, I'm sure they'll use that loophole and anytime they damn well please, because, well, the government can always argue that their enforcement's necessary.
And now from the Cato Institute, the Cato Constitution Minute. The Constitution was not America's first governing document. The first was the Articles of Confederation, created in 1775, under which the existing states grouped themselves as a union. Under the Articles, votes by the 13 states had to be unanimous, and what was enacted didn't have the force of law. It was merely a suggestion to the state. The Constitution's supporters, the Federalists, argued that the Articles were weak because the nation couldn't make good on its debts or prevent squabbles among states. Be careful what you wish for, their opponents, the Anti-Federalists, warned. A more powerful federal government could dominate the states and people. The Anti-Federalists lost that battle and the new Constitution was ratified, but it is in large part thanks to them that we have a Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments to the Constitution adopted to address their concerns. To learn more, visit the Cato Institute online at cato.org.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free, bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE is the number, and that's 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you there. We give them all away. Once again, that is freetalklive.com.
CHwine.com. We got our shipment of Cameron Hughes wines. It's been a few weeks now, but we had a little wine tasting. And I've got to say, this is it's really impressive how these Cameron Hughes gets these bottles of wine from these high-end wineries and puts his own label on them. And then, you know, sells them at a significant discount. So this is great wine. It's delicious. It's high-end wine. You're talking about 90 points and above for these wines. Now, I don't know much about wine, but that sounds high. And I'm told it is. And discounts, like 70% in some cases. So most of the wine is between, you know, $12 and $30 for a bottle. But, you know, they're... Normally, these bottles would be $100. So it's a big savings, and it's really surprising. Go check it out. It's chwine.com, and I think you'll be impressed, as impressed as I was. It was we're doing really great for them. Lots of our listeners have gone there, and I think it's well worth it because they've got a deal. Not only are you saving these tremendous amounts on these high-end wines, you won't know exactly which wines they are, you'll be buying, say, a Merlot or a Cabernet or whatever. But what you do is once you get them, you'll be like, oh, yeah, I can see why this is this is a high-end wine. You go to chwine.com. You click on the microphone in the upper left-hand corner, and you type in FTL. That will get you not only a free shipping, which is a big deal when you're talking about shipping liquids through the mail and packaging and all that other stuff, but it'll get you 20% off on select bottles. So go check it out. It's chwine.com. The microphone's in the upper left. Enter my special code FTL. Save and get free shipping.
All right, toll-free number 855-450-FREE as we continue here. The Indiana Defense of Religious Liberty or Restoration Act that we talked about pretty much the whole show last night. I did tease the Cato story, which we never got to, with their opinion about this, which, by the way, I heard earlier today on, I forget which radio news it was, but one of the radio newscasts out there, that apparently the Indiana governor is now asking for a law to clarify this law. He's now saying that this law does not provide the right, or that he believes that it does not, and he wants to see language in a new law that clarifies this existing law that was just passed, that the clarification should make it clear that the law does not give someone the right to discriminate against another person for on the basis of their religious beliefs, which, of course, is the way it's being reported all over the media. So, again, it's still not clear what exactly this law does, and obviously it's not clear at all because the governor is saying here that the law now needs to be clarified. So what will ultimately happen here still, again, remains to be seen.
Well, similar laws in at least one other state specifically excluded civil rights cases from their religious freedom law. So it may well be that that's the clarification that he wants, which truly isn't a clarification. It's making an exemption in the law. It's a change, not a clarification.
So here's what Cato's Roger Pylon says. Continuing the media firestorm of the last few days, George Stephanopoulos spent over 11 minutes on today's ABC's This Week browbeating Indiana Governor Mike Pence over the meaning of the Religious Freedom Restoration Act that the governor had just signed, and the governor spent the entire 11 minutes refusing to say what the act plainly says, that individuals and businesses in the name of religious liberty may discriminate against members of the LGBT community by, for example, declining to provide bakery or florist services for gay weddings. Such today is the dishonesty of our politics on both sides.
Oh, come on. You think politicians were telling the truth 30 or 40 or 50 years ago, 100 years ago, 200 years ago? Oh, for the days when politicians told us the truth. I mean, can you remember that guy, Machiavelli? That guy, he really would let us know the truth. You remember good old, King Nebuchadnezzar? That guy would tell the truth.
Machiavelli did give us the truth on how government operates.
Generally, he did in that case. It wasn't written for us, but it has been passed down through the ages. True. This is the old conservative mantra of they just did things better back in the day when they did this or that. And I'm not talking about conservatives necessarily when you're talking about the right-left paradigm, because I frankly believe they're both conservatives. The conservatives will look back to the 50s and say, remember when men were men, they greased their hairs and they rolled up cigarettes in their shirts? The Democrats will say, oh yeah, good old, back then we had labor unions. They're talking about the same decade and idolizing it in the same way. They're just different types of conservatives, people hearkening back to when things were done better. I'll tell you what, here's a little news flash for you. Politicians were lying scum suckers then, too.
Pyland goes on and says that on both sides, that those who defend religious liberty cannot or will not speak plainly, while those who defend anti-discrimination measures like Bill Clinton, who signed the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act, and Barack Obama, who was an Illinois state senator when that state's Religious Freedom Act was passed unanimously, cannot bring themselves to say that they are limiting religious liberty, assuming the media would ever ask them to say that. Doubtless spurred by the upcoming NCAA Final Four games in Indianapolis, we have here, of course, the continuation of the hysteria that followed the Supreme Court's Hobby Lobby decision last year, which upheld the right of the deeply religious owners of that chain of stores to refrain from paying for abortifacients for their employees, as was required under the administration's interpretation of Obamacare. Hysterical is no overstatement. ABC News today reports that the Seattle mayor wants to prohibit city employees from traveling to Indiana. Why stop there? Prohibit travel across the U.S., where the federal law is in force. In truth, we have in this act the analog of what we see every day in the area of free speech, which the left assiduously and rightly defends. But this is religion, and for the left, that's another matter. Just as we defend a person's right to say what he pleases, which is not the same as defending what he says, so too here we can defend a person's right to discriminate on the basis of his religious beliefs without defending those beliefs or the actions that they may require of the believer. As one more sign of how modern liberals have turned the Constitution on its head, they would have the statutory rights created by our anti-discrimination law trump the constitutional rights that the First Amendment was ratified to protect. So, suggesting there that this law does do what it is has been reported as doing, and that it is, you know, does restore the right to discriminate against people based on your religious beliefs, but yet others, including you, Rich, are saying that it, in point of fact, doesn't do that.
Well, I'm not saying it. I'm not saying that that's not one of the things that it does, but it is not a law to say that you can exclude gay people from your restaurant, which would be a pretty limited defense of religious freedom. It's a law that says the state will not interfere with your religious liberty unless it has a compelling interest to do so. And so the Church of the Invisible Hand has actually, we're actually developing a list of people that our members who run businesses in Indiana must exclude from those businesses. And it includes members of the Westboro Baptist Church, members of the Ku Klux Klan, and probably politicians just for general...
I like that. Keep the police out, too, while you're at it.
Yes, cops.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can share your thoughts with us here on the Religious Freedom Act. There's more to say about it, including some of the unintended consequences coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you'd like here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. People are still abuzz about this Indiana Religious Freedom Restoration Act, as it's being called, but does it actually do anything? Well, according to the governor who signed it, he said that it's not supposed to be legalizing discrimination. But yet that's what people are saying that it does. But other people like our very own Darryl W. Perry is saying that there's a huge loophole in it that essentially says that you can use your religious freedom to discriminate unless the government has a compelling interest to block you from using your religious freedom to discriminate.
Which, of course, is what they do all the time.
Yeah, exactly. And there's more here from Vice.com, who has an article about how this new law may have unintended consequences, including legal weed smoking. But first, I want to tell you about ExpressCoin.com. The best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies is ExpressCoin. You get Bitcoins, Litecoin, Dogecoin that you can acquire with this licensed money services business. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. And all you need to do is send them a money order, check, or wire transfer. And then they'll send you Bitcoin or one of those other coins. Go to ExpressCoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, you can even do it from your smartphone with their app, ExpressCoin.com. Use coupon code FTL. KTL, and you can get up to $40 worth of the cryptocurrency of your choice with no fee at all. So, again, go to expresscoin.com and use coupon code FTL. So I'd seen the story. There's this story in a couple different places about a new church that has been formed, the First Church of Cannabis. And that has been formed in response to this new religious freedom restoration law in Indiana. Here's some more about it from and more from Colleen Curry over at Vice.com. Indiana lawmakers are hastening to draft and pass language this week that will clarify the state's newly passed religious freedom law after enormous public outcry. But some pundits point out the gaping holes left by the law will result in a slew of unintended consequences that might not be so easy to fix. On Friday, the same day that Governor Mike Pence signed the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, the First Church of Cannabis sought and received approval from Indiana's Secretary of State to operate as a church. Under the new law, members of the church may be able to smoke marijuana as part of its religious belief system. According to Indiana lawyer and political commentator Abdul Hakim Shabazz, who first called attention to the marijuana church's move last week, Shabazz told Vice News today that Indiana's new law could protect many types of behavior under the guise of religious freedom, including Native American tribes smoking peyote and Muslim prisoners being allowed to grow beards.
Peyote is not smoked, it's eaten.
That's a good point. Eaten as buttons, right? Cactus buttons?
That's right. Amazing vomiting ensues.
I've never tried it. Have you? I take you have.
Actually, I haven't. I've seen it done. I've done mescaline, which is the underlying drug, but not the full natural peyote.
Is mescaline as long-lasting as peyote?
It would keep me high for about 8-10 hours.
Pretty long time.
Very intense.
Yeah. So, let's see, Shabazz says, quote, "It got me thinking. A lot of religions use marijuana in rituals, the Rastafarians, the Zion Coptic Church of Ethiopia. So then I did some research online, and under the Religious Freedom Restoration Act in the state of Indiana, it pretty much says that before the government can infringe upon your religious liberty, it has to offer up a good argument," Shabazz said. "But so now," he says, "when you arrest someone for pot possession, he can claim he's a Rastafarian and that those are his religious beliefs." And, of course, the way he says it here doesn't actually work the way he says, right? Like, before they can infringe on your liberty, they have to make a good argument. That's not true. They can infringe on your liberty, and then you have to make an argument in court that they shouldn't have been able to.
Yeah, so they have to make this argument in order to continue to infringe on your liberty.
Right. Now, Shabazz, who is apparently an Indiana lawyer, should know better than that, but maybe it was just, you know, not being obtuse on purpose here.
I don't think so, but attorneys generally treat an acquittal as nothing happened and neglect to understand that huge damage has already been done to the defendant.
That's true. Even if you get acquitted, even if you win the case, you're still losing because you're only really minimizing the damage that has been done. Instead of going to prison, you know, you avoid that, but you don't avoid having to spend thousands of dollars on an attorney or, you know, hours upon hours preparing for the case and spending time in court and the stress.
I guess the exception is the guy who shot Mike Brown, who raised like $500,000, the cop.
The cop, yeah. Well, he didn't even face trial for that either, so... Anyway, it's not a comment on the RFRA. It's just pointing out that you can't say you only get religious freedom for your sake or your population when other people can take advantage of this too, said Shabazz. It opens up a lot of questions and issues I don't think my friends at the State House fully understand. The law's unintended consequences may be a surprise to Governor Pence and other legislators who seemed surprised over the weekend at the blowback that they were receiving from businesses and the public across the nation over the law. Pence told the Indianapolis Star, quote, "I just can't account for the hostility that's been directed at our state. I've been taken aback by the mischaracterizations from outside of the state of Indiana about what is in this bill," he said. The Indiana State President David Long and House Speaker Brian Bozma held a press conference first thing Monday morning to say they would, quote, "encourage our colleagues to adopt a clarifying measure of some sort to remove this misconception about the bill." In addition to loopholes like the potential legality of smoking marijuana, lawmakers were met with a flood of economic consequences. The CEOs of multiple companies, including Apple and Salesforce, have condemned the law, with Salesforce CEO Mark Benioff announcing the company was stopping all business travel to Indiana. Consumer rating site Angie's List, which is headquartered in Indianapolis, immediately halted its plans to build the new headquarters in the city. But we are putting the Ford building project on hold.
This is what I find ridiculous, right? It's like, so they, so Indiana passed, the organization calling itself in the state of Indiana passes some law, and the, you know, people of around, you know, the liberal folks of America say, we're just not going to do business in the geopolitical area, the space of land called in Indiana, as though anybody in Indiana besides the politicians really had much to do with this.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing that should be noticed is that these CEOs are denying service to every gay person in Indiana.
Well, by not showing up, you mean?
They're denying service to everybody, but that includes all the gay people.
Right, and not building the new headquarters would mean that, you know, that presumably they might hire new people for that process, so therefore those folks don't get jobs. But yeah, you're right. They're punishing the people for the actions of the politicians, which, of course, there's usually a huge disconnect, like a ravine, you know, of a disconnect between the people and what they want and what the politicians do.
Yeah, and all of this is based on a hypothetically somebody might decide to put up an anti-gay sign, say no gays allowed, and it doesn't, but the law is treated as if it says you can discriminate against gay people. And that's, I keep coming back to that because it just astounds me that they completely misrepresent the text of the law and you know, include one thing that may or may not be an unintended consequence as this is what the law does and this is what it means. And it's, to characterize this law as anti-gay is absurd.
We are putting the Ford building project on hold until we understand fully the implications of the Freedom Restoration Act on our employees, both current and future, said Angie's List CEO in a statement. Sports organizations, including the NCAA and NFL, are being called on to take their businesses out of Indiana following the law's passage. The NCAA, which is headquartered in Indianapolis and is hosting the men's college basketball Final Four tournament there this weekend, said it was concerned about the legislation. More than 59,000 fans signed a petition asking the NCAA to move out of the state, while former professional players, including Jason Collins and Charles Barkley, said the league should think twice about hosting the event in a state with legal discrimination. A slew of other repercussions emerged over the weekend as well. Openly gay actor George Takei called for a boycott of Indiana on Twitter.
This is what I think is ridiculous. Just the whole idea that you're going to boycott a state because the government of that state did something dumb.
Well, I guess the suggestion would be that if the people would elect the right people, then these boycotts wouldn't be happening. They should elect some Democrats, right?
I'm guessing that the homophobes of Indiana probably don't want to see much George Takei, so his boycotting them may actually be considered a boon by them.
There's more on the way here in moments. 855, 453. More of the unintended consequences of this law. You can share your thoughts with us here at 855, 453. This is Free Talk Live. Coming up, we'll talk about one religion. Scientology is on the way.
How fast are new Allegra gel caps?
I didn't know you got a cap fast.
How strong are new Allegra gel caps?
10 more logs to go strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gives you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms in just 1 hour. 2 times faster than Claritin and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's relief when the pollen's off the charts strong, even in the convertible.
New Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster. Nothing's stronger. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GenStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GenStone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The story here from Vice.com about some of the unintended consequences of this new Religious Freedom Restoration Act. We'll continue with those here and also want to invite you to shop with Free Talk Live and help us out by buying your stuff through Amazon through our affiliate links, which you can find over at shop.freetalklive.com. Amazon UK, Canada, US. You click into the right Amazon for you, get your shopping taken care of, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. It's really that simple. You get the same great Amazon deals you're used to, free Super Saver shipping, the Amazon Prime, all that. It's just that Free Talk Live gets a cut of the profits when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com. The story over at Vice.com continues here. So we gave you the Cato Institute perspective on this, which sort of backs the law from my interpretation of what they were saying there at Cato. But still, they're not happy with the Republicans and how they're kind of handling this. They're backpedaling, essentially. The Vice.com.
Right. If you're going to put this out, you'd think that you'd just go ahead and own it, right? If you're going to sign this,
yeah,
own it.
Mm-hmm. No, in fact, go ahead.
Well, it may well be that it never even occurred to them that this law could be used to deny service to gay people until after it was passed and some reporter asked them about that. There's nothing in the text of the law to indicate that.
Well, no, of course they wouldn't write that in the text of the law, right? Because then it would be pretty clearly targeting one group. But it seems like they would have been thinking those things while they were writing this law because they want to pander to the ultra-right-wing conservatives in order to get reelected, right?
Yeah, and I think that, you know, many of the people who actually wrote the law, it may well be that what was in their mind was the first thing I want to do is stop serving gays in my restaurant. But at the same time, it, you know, any law like this, if it's written broadly, opens up a lot of new liberties.
So going on here with the Vice story on some of these unintended consequences, they're saying the NCAA had 59,000 fans sign a petition asking them to move out of the state. Other repercussions included George Takei calling for a boycott of Indiana. The gaming convention Gen Con could leave the state. Cities of Seattle and San Francisco have banned city employees from traveling to Indiana on taxpayer funds. And Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy said today that he's implementing a travel ban. He tweeted, quote, "Because of Indiana's new law, later today I will sign an executive order regarding state-funded travel," he said. Sheila Kennedy, a longtime political commentator in Indiana politics and current professor of law and policy at Indiana University, said the state's lawmakers were clearly not anticipating any of the consequences that they now face with this law intended to appeal to conservative Christians. She told Vice News the people at the state house thought, "We'll pass this meaningless bill," but didn't anticipate the blowback. And she may be right that this bill is meaningless based on what Daryl W. Perry's interpretation of actually having read the bill. Daryl essentially said that this really doesn't do anything. It pretends to give people the right to make discriminatory choices based on their religious beliefs, but then gives the state the right to override those based on a compelling interest of the state. And so, therefore, it ultimately is, as she says, a meaningless bill. But if it can be, you know, put out there to the conservatives as though this is some big thing that is going to give them the ability to discriminate against people they don't like, that might be enough to win votes.
Well, compelling interest is a standard that's existed under the law for a long time. For various things, the Supreme Court has ruled the state must have a compelling interest to do this, that, and the other thing. So it's not a completely new, undefined thing. You can look back and find what interests previous courts have found compelling.
Well, stopping drugs, for instance, would certainly be considered a compelling interest.
I think that stopping most drugs would be considered a compelling interest by the court. I'm thinking that marijuana might be an exception to that, and partially that would depend. You know, I don't know if they have medical marijuana in Indiana.
Good question. I don't either.
And if they do, that would make it a lot harder to say we have a compelling interest in people not smoking marijuana for religious reasons, but smoking marijuana for medical reasons is okay.
Well, I don't know if there's any kind of like 5-point test to decide whether or not something is compelling. I mean, it's probably just they argue that this is compelling. You know, we're the state. We say it's compelling.
We've decided it's compelled. We are, in fact, compelled.
The only reference that exists to that phrase is to find that phrase in previous legal decisions, find where that standard compelling interest has been applied.
I suspect
and
it's been applied
what
more
events
often than
are.
Not.
And there are other pat phrases like that, and I can't think what the others are that show higher and level and lower levels of requirement.
Well, one of the state's favorites is to claim that it's necessary, you know, so that's another big word.
Just gotta have it.
Like, well, it's necessary for us to do this. We're the state. We have to do this.
And some things it might just be you say the state has an interest in this, but you can't show that it's a compelling interest. And, of course, in pure English, there's no way to do that because there's no clear definition of compelling, but there is a precedent. There are a set of precedents that will more or less define compelling, and that is always subject to change. I think that the marijuana prohibition is becoming less compelling, probably in the minds of the court.
I think there's an argument you can make there, but whether or not the Indiana courts will think that's another question.
It really is, and then the federal courts as well.
And we may get to find out with the formation of the first Church of Cannabis now in response to this law. So it sounds like somebody's willing to challenge this and maybe take it to the high levels.
Well, I'm also hoping that if any of the faithful of the Church of the Invisible Hand happen to be in Indiana, that they will put out their no cops sign along with their no bigots sign just as soon as possible. Of course, we can't identify bigots, and we're not going to ask them, are they bigots?
That's a good point.
You know, if we can ask them not to come.
Yeah, you can put the sign out. And there is actually a story, I think it was out of Seattle, about it. Was it the Red and Black Cafe, one of those ANCOM, anarcho-communist cafes, that actually refuses service to police? Yeah, it does happen.
And actually, they had somebody who had a health problem in there, and they called the government, the ambulance service, but they did not. They said, "Don't send any cops. We won't let the cops in."
So this is, by the way, a little more from the political commentator in Indiana, Sheila Kennedy, who is also the law professor at the Indiana University. She said that she called this a meaningless bill, that the politicians figured they'd pass it and, you know, didn't anticipate the blowback. She says since Indiana has no anti-discrimination bill on its books to protect gays and lesbians anyway, the new bill protecting the right to discriminate is unnecessary, she says. The politics surrounding the bill are actually about getting even for 2014's gay marriage ruling, she said. Quote, there was a group of angry Christian conservatives who were used to getting their way, and they were badly beaten in the fight over gay marriage. They're still smarting over that. So this was sort of a way to stick their thumb in the eye of the gay community, she says. Pence, the governor, is stuck between a rock and a hard place. His base is the extreme religious right, so he can't afford to back off now. But everybody else, including the business wing of the Republican Party, is. Pence and other lawmakers said they will try to clarify the law this week, but they will not repeal it.
See, that's fascinating to me. I had no idea there is no anti-gay discrimination law in Indiana. And what that means is that they can repeal this law and you can still put a no fag sign
on your business
restaurant, because apparently there's no law against discriminating against gays there in the first place.
Right, so what did this do?
It may well have carved out a bunch of exemptions in the laws that do exist in Indiana, but the one thing that it won't do is carve out an exemption in a law that does not exist in Indiana. Mm-hmm. So the one thing that the supposed anti-gay law will not do is allow discrimination against gays, and because that's already legal. And guess what? If you live in Indiana and you didn't know that, that's because you've never, ever seen a no-fag sign there, despite the fact that it's
that
legal.
It can be done.
Yeah.
Because the market.
But who's going to do it? I mean, right. You'd have to be a jackass.
Well, you'd have to be willing to cut your nose off to spite your face. I mean, willing to cut off a portion of your customer base, willing to face protests, perhaps, out in front of your business, willing to, you know, most business owners aren't willing to do that stuff. Even if they secretly do have those beliefs, they're not willing to go out on that limb because of the market.
They're
and
going
the
out of business.
But imagine the service that they could do to gay people if they did go out on
that limb. Oh, it'd be great.
Because they could gather all the homophobes into their establishment,
and I
which
can
means
identify
the gay
them.
People don't have to deal with them anywhere else because they're all, you know, huddled around the campfires in these anti-gay establishments.
Well, plus, we could then go take all their pictures and know who all the haters are, who know who all the bigots are,
and then exclude them from our restaurant.
Yeah, you certainly could do that. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. The HBO documentary that we talked about last week had not yet come out yet. It is now out about Scientology, and there are some shocking allegations that the Huffington Post has collected together. We'll share that coming up. Free Talk Live.
If you've got aches, pains, and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to what Dave has to say about Relief Factor.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information about Relief Factor and the 2-week quick start for just $19.95, go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com.
Indefinite extension of the human lifespan is coming. But is it coming soon enough for you and me? That's the $80,000 question. I say $80,000 because that's what it costs to have your head cryonically frozen by Alcor. I've committed to do it. I got a life insurance policy, and I made them the beneficiaries. Bam, my best shot at living forever. Interested? Contact them at Alcor.org. ALCOR.ORG. Mention my name, and I get a free year of membership.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercials.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.